This is Morning Edition. It is 7:31. I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News in Philadelphia. Nearly 2 weeks after widespread looting across Philadelphia, there's still not a detailed explanation of who was responsible for the destruction and if it was connected to the largely peaceful protests. But there are details emerging that point out which businesses were hit hardest. WHYY's Miles Bryan reports more than a third of the city's pharmacies were looted.
Nice Pharmacy in Kensington was busy Wednesday afternoon, but most people there weren't customers.
Well, we got the guys trying to rewire the security, and I just had the glass guy come out, but I had to tell him not to come out before the gate guy comes out.
Owner Randall Policare has worked on this corner for over 30 years and has been robbed 5 times before, but this last time was by far the worst. Looters stole over $20,000 worth of drugs, including insulin, an expensive drug that Policare says has never been a target before.
If you went through the trouble of burglarizing a pharmacy, why would you target insulin? That's what leads us to believe it was kind of orchestrated.
Police have not confirmed pharmacies were the subject of pre-planned raids, but say a substantial amount of narcotics were stolen during the looting. Patrick Trainer is with the Federal Drug Enforcement Agency.
We are very, very, very concerned that these stolen pills will subsequently be sold on the black market.
Most pharmacies have reopened, but some were damaged too badly to come back anytime soon. Sunray Drugs at 60th Street in West Philadelphia was completely burned out. Pharmacist Nick Shako says they've been helping patients transfer their prescriptions or get home delivery, but he doesn't know if they'll ever reopen.
It has that smell of dampness and fire. You'll never get that smell out of your nose. And you'll always be, recognized with that.
For WHYY News, I'm Miles Bryan.